Wolf Spirit Radio and everbeyond.info. And No Borders Radio. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Ever Beyond once again. And I still don't know why I'm getting feedback in my microphone. That shouldn't happen. I'll check the settings later. Tonight, I have slated to speak to Dr. Sam Muggsy, and she's waiting to call in. She should be calling in any minute now, so we'll see what happens. Call in now, please. So, she should be on in a second. We got into a conversation last night, on Skype chat, and she was having a bit of a brainwave, so I thought, all right, let's come on the show and see if we can expand on this some a little bit. But whether she's being whether her phone's run out of battery or... okay. Oh, there she comes. Right, so she should be coming in soon. Do-de-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Dr. Muggsy.
Good afternoon.
What time is it there? It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Lovely sunny day in California, in Arizona.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Wonderful. Lovely. Most of the time, you kind of rely on the fact that the weather's going to be quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like summer all the time, which is my favorite time of the year. So I just really thrive in this environment.
Yeah. It would be nice, but we don't have summer all the time here. We have summer like about, well, in the summertime, sometimes. Sometimes we get a summer. The first summer that we were here, well, the first February that we were here, it was fantastic in February. Really, really amazing. We came up and then we went down, decided to move, drove up here, and we got here in June, and it rained all summer. All where the summer should have been, it was just rain. So we learned not to rely on weather.
It's here because they're playing with the weather. They're having weather wars.
That's right. So,
and I watch them all the time. I have pictures of it. I can document it. But it's really a moot point because unless people's consciousness is opened up enough to even absorb the information, it's like talking to a wall.
It's the problem is that a lot of the information, the truth information, is behind a kind of firewall of a programming that is scary. So people don't want to look in those directions. Isn't that true?
Very. That is very well said.
So it's a kind of... you can understand from the point of view of the controllers, that would be a relatively simple thing to slip into the program. Once you understand that there is a program and that it's possible to program humans as well as your own self. So and one of the things that we use to program and deprogram are cards. We are all familiar with the card deck, the regular card deck, but not many people, or, you know, probably a lot of people who listen to these kind of radio programs will probably be aware of that the general card deck, the four suits and everything, was derived from the tarot deck. And that the tarot deck is actually a book. It's an ancient book, and it describes the path of the initiate as they go through the path of initiation, or of ascension, as we call it these days. And so we've got this card, these different card games that we have. And then in the sort of 50s and 60s, people started doing these role-playing games. Started off with Dungeons and Dragons, and then it expanded, you know, all sorts of different ways. And one of the games that was released, and this is where we're getting to, was a game called Illuminati, and it's World Domination. And it's the game of World Domination, and it basically has all of the dirty tricks that the people in the New World Order are going to be using, it's a difficult tense, like they were going to be using now. They made up, you know, they've had these techniques for a long time. And somehow this guy manages to get hold of some kind of document or blueprint or whatever it is. He's managed to get hold of all of the different techniques that the Illuminati use on us to keep us scared, because that's what it's about. World domination is about imposing fear on somebody. You know, it's not actually, you know, you don't beat on them all the time. You beat up the big one and keep the rest of them scared. So that's the basic premise of domination. And of course, we're moving from domination to dominion, and we need to see the end of that. So we need to deprogram ourselves. Sam was talking about the Illuminati cards, so what about a kind of, not an anti-Illuminati card game, but a different kind of thing. So, Sam, do you want to pick it up from there? Have I laid down the ground, the background of this whole thing?
Yeah, that was beautifully said. The Illuminati cards, when you look at them, it's not about one paradigm, because just as there's as many letters in the deck, A through Z, there's a different set of glasses for each one that will dictate somebody's reality. And we choose which glasses we want to wear. You know, do we want to play the victim? Do we want to be the abuser? We get to choose. And each one of these cards plays to all of those paradigms. It's not just one in fear. If it was always in fear, then we'd catch on really fast. And sometimes you can see where it says on some of the cards, good things. And this is what tipped me off. Sometimes it is about, you know, freeing humanity or releasing funds or increased prosperity or create a charity organization or something like that. So it's intermixed. It's not just one theme. If it was, we'd catch on really fast. So, I was thinking about that the other day, and I had like this revelation that wouldn't it be great if, I always think of it, not that it's bad or good, but there's a white team and a black team. And there's the checkerboard that we're playing on, like a chessboard. So it's all totally a game. And since the black side, which I mean they're representing the dark and we're supposed to be representing the light, wouldn't it be way cool to come up with our own cards and to have cards that we can play with that totally reflects what they're doing but in a dyslexic manner? So instead of blowing buildings up, we're going to have where you get involved to help build somebody's house, or where they want to destroy something, we're going to help build something. Where they want to cut funds off, we're going to stimulate funds. So maybe do a fundraiser, have a charity event or something like that. So whatever, it would be in the opposite of whatever they're doing. So if they have a program where they're trying to do an alien invasion, then we have a card that says, ET involvement and disclosure, or create a radio station, create a radio show and divulge this information, or create a YouTube video and do a documentary exposing this or something, but not getting involved in the negativity of it, because then that's going to suck you back into the matrix, and you don't want to do that. But just something that would counteract the energy of what they're doing or they're proposing, and just all in fun, not anything where it would be a backlash or retaliation or anger. I want to stay away from all those emotions and be more empowered and in control and just having fun with it. So doing things like maybe helping to start an organic garden, or teach a school about improving soil samples, or another fun one is teach your kids about chemtrails. And I had a great idea. Man, wouldn't it be great if you have one of those bagless vacuums, it collects all the dust from the chemtrails. And you literally could get a microphone or a magnifying glass or, God, I just had it and I threw it out.
Microscope.
Thank you. And be able to deduce what chemical compounds those are by the shape and the size and how it's cut and constructed. And we could actually tell exactly what they're doing. Well, if we taught our children how to do that, then the kids are going to go to school and they're going to do science fairs and they're going to teach their teachers, and they're not going to be able to argue with the kids, and they're not going to, you know, admit that the kid is smarter than they are, so then they're going to go and learn about it. So it would be a great way to bring the truth from inside out. And there's just a ton of fun that we could have, like, you know, where they have trees dying and then, you know, start a charity group where you go plant 100 trees, or plant 10 trees a month or something like that, or start an organization to help save the whales or save the baby sea lions. Because whatever problem that we are facing, there should be a human card to correct or counteract whatever they're doing with their, and it's fair play. I mean, if they're going to do something, then we're allowed by universal law to counteract whatever they're doing. Another thing is too, is you guys all know that I'm really into the rescues and the dogs and the cats, and you know what they're doing with that is just horrendous. So I would like to see some cards that say, you know, start your own rescue center, or stop the kill shelter in your city, or something like that. Bring awareness. So things like that, that's going to be doing good, that's going to make you feel good about yourself, non-confrontational, nothing like go get a gun and blow somebody's head off. That would be something that the dark side would be involved in. We're not going to do that. We're going to stay on the yellow brick road and keep going to our 5D new life of the golden age. And these cards can reflect that. And as more and more people get involved with it and increase their awareness and start the energy in that motion, I think we can really have a nice kickoff start for our 5D living. So that's my plan. What do you think?
Well, sounds, I mean, in a way, you see, it's moving away from what we're talking about, this gaming thing. But you could, you know, there are games that do teaching like this, that you could, that you were saying, you know, learn how to cooperate rather than compete. We have a thing here we call a LET system, and it's been going for many, many years now, at least 14 years. And we had our trade fair, and you know, I've got a load of friends. I've been part of it since I moved up here, And it's been it's a community building exercise. Even though we don't all live in the same place, we trade with each other. So if there, and now we've got a Facebook page. So if anybody needs something, you know, I needed a garden spade, and a couple of mornings later, I said, "Help! I need a garden spade. My fork is broken." Two mornings later, my friend turned up with a spade and cups of tea and food, and we had a nice morning. So it's starting, you know, there are people who are actually doing it. These things are beginning to manifest, and there are models that are springing up. So perhaps these cars should be talking about these new models of living in community or of interacting with each other. It's really about rebuilding the world community outside of the hierarchical structure that we've been forced into. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but the other idea of the card is the cards would be to bring more ideas forth, because some people just would be at a loss, like they get stuck in some tunnel focus and they're not really looking at other areas. So this would be a way to broaden your consciousness to be looking at different things, such as maybe one of them being like take a community college class in business, or take a class in web design or something like that that would actually benefit somebody, or start an essential oil group, you know, and learn about essential oils and share building or making your own home products. Because one of the things, when you realize how this game is all set up, everything is designed to cost us money that we really don't need to be spending money on. It's all fake. It's all an illusion, and they did a beautiful job at this. I mean, you really got to hand it to them, the thought and the intelligence that went behind creating these systems, because we really, our teeth grow. Our teeth are minerals, and they grow. So we don't need a dentist. We can grow our own pharmacy, if you will, our herbal pharmacy, and it's, you know, 10 times better, sometimes 1,000 times better than a pharmaceutical pill. So we don't need pharmacy. We don't need doctors, because they're, I know I'm going to be writing a lot of books on being your own doctor and empowering you to be your own doctor. So we're not going to need that. I mean, we might need emergency care. We're not going to need lawyers, because that whole legal system is going away. So the whole, think about it. You don't need insurance. You don't need to pay taxes. You don't need to go to jail. You don't need to get any kind of DUI or speeding ticket. Those are all part of the USA British Crown rule laws, and the American Union is different. We're under a republic, and we have God's law, and there's only two laws: don't hurt others and don't steal from others. So everything else is pretty much a farce. So if you think about it, that whole construct is an illusion. So our cards can dictate areas of education or learning, and just suggestions, because if people are not ready for some information, they're not going to have a clue what you're talking about. They're going to get angry. We've all been through that. And so it would just be a suggestion. And maybe everybody would want to have their own deck and every day look at a new card to see something that you could start manifesting and make sure that it's just a full scope for our whole world in general, not just our city, not just our neighborhood, not just our state, but thinking of a world concept of what we can do that particular day to improve our whole world. I just think it would be so empowering and liberating and fun and educational, and I really think people would dig it, knowing that they could start participating in this movement to roll out our 5G world, because somebody has to get it started. It's just not going to crash, you know, here it is, run with your hair on fire to figure this one out. It's got to be gradual. And even like what we were doing, JP, for the last few days, I've been doing a lot of research on companies that would be away from the system. So I happened to stumble on a online banking system that's all backed by gold and silver and precious metals. So I already see that, okay, now we got the banking system has started, and other countries are already using this. So they've integrated it into our global matrix, if you will, and I think that the USA or the American Union just doesn't know about it yet because we have been so sheltered from everything. Good God, when you start studying this stuff, you start realizing how in the dark we really are over here. And thank God people in other countries have kept the momentum and are enlightening us to the new system, because they've already got it in place. We're the ones that don't know about it yet.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing, Sam. Everybody's got a bit of the puzzle. You know, every country has a piece of the puzzle, and thanks to the internet. Now, in this last show, I learned a very interesting fact. And that interesting fact was that...
You sound like you're in a tunnel.
I sound like I'm in a tunnel. That's interesting. Are you sure? How's that? Is that better? Closer?
It just started.
Do you want to call me back?
Go ahead, speak.
I'm just gonna continue with the thread of what I was gonna say. The thought that really is the nub of it is that it's huge. It's almost an overwhelming feeling of all these things that need to change. And so many people have a sense of, oh, God, I've got to give...
Still cutting in and out. We only get, like, every other word.
Oh, hang on. I can see streams going out. Right. Oh, yes. Lovely. I love this. Right. Okay, what's happening? Lost the stream. I'm going to re...
Where'd you go? You got to turn your mic back on.
All right. All right. I'm going to... Just disconnect these streams and reconnect streams.
Come on, we can barely hear you.
Yes, can you hear me now? How about that, Sam? No? Right.
Do it again.
Call me back. Can you hear me? Call me back. Sam?
A lot of people don't have any sound.
Yeah, I know. Something's gone weird with my internet. How interesting.
Okay, now you sound good.
Right, I'm better now. Right, okay, let's try and reconnect. Disconnecting Wolf Spirit Radio and No Borders. No Borders nearly. Not quite. Let's get that in there. Oh yeah, there we go. Alright, okay, we've got No Borders again. And, okay, I think we're back on the air, I'm going to try that thought one more time, just to see.
It must be a good one.
Yeah, let's just stop that theme tune running. Okay, so what the thought was that the we're apparently overwhelmed. We're attacked on all levels. We're attacked in our water. We're attacked in the air. We're attacked in our food. We're attacked in our TV. You know, everywhere in our environment is a place where we're under attack. And so, to start to dig our way out of the hole that we're in, it seems overwhelming. There's so many things we need to do, and so many things we need to change. And to have one little solution to counter one little thing in our lives a day is the way to do it. You know, the way you, if you find yourself 1,000 miles from home, how do you walk home? One day at a time. So I think your idea about having a set of cards that will just give you a bite-sized chunk of self-improvement per day. It's a bit like, you know, I've been talking about, you know, what I've been doing with this garden and how I know that I'm a lazy guy, and so, you know, going to a gym is no good, and also I haven't got any money, so what's the point of going to the gym when I've got lots of soil to dig? But the thing is, you know, I'm a fat guy, so I don't want to overexert myself. So I said, all right, okay, do a little bit at a time, and eventually it will get, you know, it'll bring it into order. And I think today I've gone sort of beyond that 51% of order in the garden, thanks to my girlfriend Wolf Baby in the chat room there. She dug a whole load. She's brilliant. And she has planted all sorts of things for the winter. Kale. People have been talking about kale. So it's great stuff. I've got loads of it. Hopefully I'll be able to eat it. But one piece at a time, one little bit at a time, and you can do it.
They can't hear you.
Ah, right. Are you still... they still can't hear me. Really? That's very interesting.
No sound.
No sound at all. Well, it's being recorded here. It's going out on the meters, and Sam, would you call me back? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, everybody refresh, and see if you can get there. Ah, yes. So, well, that is very interesting that I don't normally get hacked like this. They've definitely cut down my users here. So this is a very interesting thing. There we go. Okay, hey Sam, how you doing?
Okay.
All right, so am I clear now?
Yep, you sound good.
Okay. Shall I try it one more time?
Can they hear you now?
I think so. Oh, yep, Dolly has sound. So you had to reboot. Yeah, I mean, it's like they're really throwing it down there. Refresh everyone. I don't know, maybe this is one of Cliff High's data holes that we've fallen on into the side of. Life's very overwhelming. There are so many things that can go wrong, and so many things that we need to improve in order to get to the ascended position. So, having a bite-sized chunk of things that we do once every day, just a tiny little thing that we can change about ourselves, a tiny little way we can deprogram ourselves from the matrix, a tiny little way we can free ourselves from taxes, a tiny little way we can free ourselves and become more sustainable in our own lives and like grow our own vegetables and stuff like that. The more we can do that, every time you grow a potato, it's two potatoes because it's like you buy it, you know, you've got this potato there in your hand for free, and it was so it means you don't have to go out and buy Walmart or Tesco potatoes, because that's where it's that's where your money is sunk into the dark system. So that's you know, and your money is a representation of your energy. So there you go, you've got two potatoes in your hand rather than one. Still hear me?
They're saying no, they can't hear you.
Holy Lord. Holy, holy, holy Lord. What the hell's going on? That's very interesting. Yeah, some people are going nuts now. That is very weird. You know, I've never been this badly hacked. Let me just check on my router to see what the router says. See if it's got any insights into what my last toolbox. Got my toolbox. Intrusion detection. Let's see if it's discovered anything. Fragment out of order 680.
They can hear you now, so watch what you say.
A Fraggle Storm attack. I've had some TCP invalid urgent offsets, but mostly I've had UDP port scans. Yeah, so I'm being pinged from various people, and I have to be stealthy. But meanwhile, so Sam, did you get the gist of what I was saying?
Yeah, and that's one thing that they don't want us to do, is because we really need to lift off and raise the vibration on this planet to live on another timeline in another dimension. And the way that we're going to do it is by increasing the speed. And the way that you do that is with the love frequency. If you see the love frequency, it just, there's quantum physics and there's science reports and stuff. So if we're in the love frequency, and it has to start with yourself. You know, the biggest problem that most people have, I don't know if you guys know this, but I've been doing life coaching for about 14 years now. I actually originated it and started it, and everybody's problems begin with themselves because they don't love themselves, and there's something missing within themselves. And instead of going out and fixing it and correcting it, they want to be energy vampires for somebody else to prove something. Or they have this false ego and, you know, money's going to make them bigger and better. Or if driving a Mercedes is going to make them bigger and better. Instead of standing on their own two feet and being the best that they can be, you don't need to wear labels. You know, a lot of women wear labels to make themselves look like they're somebody. But if you're really somebody, then you know it in your heart, and you can wear Kmart clothes or Walmart clothes or thrift store clothes and still feel good about yourself, because it all begins with you. So first and foremost, we need to work on ourselves. And if these cards can reflect that, and also have us doing things that make us feel good about ourselves. Like, for instance, here's a really good one. I make my own lemon vinegar. And all I do is I take mason jars and I chop up like 2 lemons per jar, because you can get a big bag of them for basically nothing. And then I add vinegar to the jars and I let them set for 30 days. And then I go and give them to my neighbors. And the lemon itself that's in the jar is great for a kidney cleanse. So you chop it up really fine and you can put it on fish. You can add it to ceviche. You can use it on your salads or whatever you like lemon on. Get original. Tuna fish, it's really good. And you're doing a kidney cleanse. The vinegar is great for like a wash in your dishwasher to do the final rinse. It's fantastic for cleaning windows. It's great for your hair, like to get out all the chemical residue in your hair. especially if you use hairspray or something like that. So this little thing that might cost me, you know, like let's say $2 total to put together, and then you go and give it to somebody, and you just, you start this momentum of health and healing and being considerate of your neighbor. That little act alone is going to impress, because that person then is going to go and tell everybody that they know. And something else that I do is I get recipe cards, and I write down what my recipe is so that they know how to make it. I give everything away. I tell them what it's good for on the recipe card, and then I just tape it to the bottle itself or the mason jar. I tape it so that they can keep doing it. And it's little things like that that I think that we all need to start doing. Some people have an excellent recipe for dishwasher soap, or somebody has an excellent recipe for hair shampoo or toothpaste. We need to share those and start getting those out. And once, think of how much money that you personally would save if you didn't have to go to the store and buy all those things. And every time that you're purchasing those things, you are not only paying an exorbitant amount of money for junk, but you're also poisoning yourself, because, you know, those chemicals are intended to bring poor health, because they want you in the Western medical loop, because once you get in, it's like you never get out. So everything that they do, you know, their bread shuts down your thyroid. You shut down your thyroid, now you've got hormone problems, you've got diabetes and things like that. So, okay, so now we need to start be making our own homemade bread. And something that is super fun is that most people don't know about these healthy products, because they're all buying the GMO crap over at the store. But, you know, sometimes like at Big Lots or these other stores, they sell Bob's Red Mill, let's say. I just got a bunch of bran, $2.50 for a big bag of it. So I'm making my own bran bread, you know, and that's really healthy. And then it's full of vitamin B. It makes you go poo, which we all need to do at least 3 times a day. And if you're not, you're missing it. So there's a lot of things that we could be doing that is going to be less expensive. We need to get away from spending money. We need to start making stuff from home. And we need to start teaching other people. And the best way to do that is to for you to do it and then give it away, give a recipe, and show them how to do it. So we need to have cards that reflect that concept as well. And then another thing, too, is that I would really like to see cards that talk about using your creativity, you know, like paint a picture or go, you know, dig in your garden or something like that, where you are stimulating people to use their creativity, because we have to have that balance between the right brain and the left brain. And what I found out is, you know, I study a lot of different disciplines, and each one is set up to only operate from the left brain. They want to completely shut down your right brain, which is all your creativity, your spirituality. It's the way that you express yourself. The left brain, when you're just mainly in the left brain, then that's when you become the zombie, because you're just completely doing what they're saying. You're not thinking for yourself. You're doing what's being told. And this is true for doctors, lawyers, police officers, teachers. It's all over. And anytime that you start to stretch out of that box, that left brain box, you kind of get in trouble, and then you get really bad labels like ADHD or dyslexic or something like that. So we need to get out of that and start incorporating the left brain and the right brain. And I think that's the 5D brain. So, okay, JP, why don't you try to speak again?
Yeah, well, how's it coming through just now? If I count to 10, 1, 2, 10? How was that? You can't hear me? Can you hear me, Sam? Have you disappeared now? Unbelievable. Where are you? Where are you? Call again. That was weird. She just completely disappeared off the Oh, right. Well, okay. So, yeah, I seem to have had some major hacking there. Usually happens. There we go. Half past 12 GMT. Hey, right, Sam, are you back?
Yeah, so how long was I gone? Because I was just talking up a storm.
Oh, right. You seem to finish a sentence and a paragraph, and it was all right, and it was a very natural break. So you must have taken a breath there and gone on to another thread. But anyway, so this is fun, isn't it? I love internet radio. They've really been messing around with us this week.
Well, I don't think it's going to stop any day soon, so we're going to have to look into some other solutions.
Mm-hmm.
To safeguard, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're shortwave radio. I mean, the kind of combining shortwave radio and Skype or something might be quite interesting. You know, you locate everybody on the shortwave on Skype first, and then the shortwave, and then they disappear.
Yeah, but see, you are using an Illuminati tool. Skype is an Illuminati tool. So using their tool, you can't expect to have sovereignty. You can't have peace. You're not going to be able to do what you want. You have to follow their rules because you're using their stuff.
Yeah, and what's interesting, did you know that IBM never let you buy a computer? You couldn't ever buy a computer. You actually rented them. And the whole thing about software and what they're, you know, it's like you're just renting the software. You can't actually buy the stuff. And one interesting thing is that IBM would deliver you a computer, right? Say in 1970 you would buy a computer from IBM. And in 1975 your company had saved enough pennies to get an upgrade. So what IBM would do, they would send out an engineer, and the engineer would go along and he'd pull out a couple of little silver wires like staples. He'd walk away. There you go, thank you. £5,000, please. Because the system was already built to be the maximum that it could be. And then they staple it down. And basically, that's how they do it. They're, you know, we don't buy anything of theirs. They just rent it to us. And that's what they're trying to do.
Our houses. Anytime you use their systems, their food, their cars, their whatever, it's all geared to benefit them.
Of course.
And why wouldn't it? I mean, that's just common sense.
That's right. Well, this because, you know, this is the game. This is their game that we're in the middle of. You know, we're in the middle of their maze.
I'm done with it. Mm. There's a lot of us that we're just done. We're not playing anymore. We get it. We get the rules. We know what's going on. We know who does what, where, when, and how. And we're done. We're not playing.
Well, I like to think myself, Muggsy, that I'm, you know, by doing what I'm doing, by, you know, starting to, you know, becoming a person who, instead of going out to Tesco's and buying my stuff, I start growing my own stuff. I repair things. Well, that's why I've always been someone who can repair things. You know, people come round and they know I can solder something. So my friend came round with a speaker system. He said, you know, repair the wires. and we exchanged our lets. You know, I charged him 10 lets for the repair, and everybody walks away happy, and everybody has a nice time. And the whole thing is about trading with your friends. I'm sure it's part of an Illuminati program, is that you don't trade with your friends. You only do favors for your friends. And anyway, so the trade happens, and it builds community. So maybe one day we won't need to trade in tokens. Crits.
Well, I don't. It's going to take a while before that happens. Mm. But the point is that we don't need a lot of these services. Once you understand that the USA is owned by the British Crown and it is dictated by the Vatican Church, was in Rome. We are not part of that. We're part of the American Union. And I've been buying books that are from like early 1900s, like 1910, nothing after 1910. It all has to be before that. And if you look at the language, they call us the American Union with a Republic. When did we go USA? When did we go to a democracy? A democracy means that it's government first and the people are last. So we need to start looking at those types of things. But as we're all learning this, and I get what you're saying, JP, you think that, wow, I'm a radio host, I'm learning all this stuff, and I'm being very forthwith learning and changing and evolving. But you have, and I don't mean to bust your chops on the air, but we, and I do this too, I don't want you to think for a moment that I don't do this, but we have to start watching our language, the terms that we use, because our language is energy. We put that energy into our stream, and then the universe brings it back to us. So about 10 minutes ago, you said some stuff that you unknowingly put negative words into your jet stream, and now it's going to be flinging back at you. So we have to be more conscientious about what we're saying and what we're manifesting and how we're using our power. And that is going to be the final phase, because we are creators. And I have a lot of books on energy. The meridian lines, the energy fields, because I read, I can actually see pictures from people's voices, which has an energy field, and I've never known how this works. So I buy books on it so I can read up on it and figure out what's going on. And even these books, they talk about how, you know, over 100 years ago, they found out that we were using energy to create our realities. They've known this for over 100 years. God knows how long they've known this. But it was all hidden from us. So we have to be really careful. And I would like to put this out to a lot of people that can master this, is that we need manifestation coaches. I have somebody that calls me once a week, and he checks in with me, and we do a little bit of chit-chat, and he catches me putting negative energy into my jet stream. And then he points it out, he teaches me where I went wrong, and then he pulls me back and has me re-say it so that I can start manifesting positive things. But we're so used to utilizing this negative force that we just do it instinctively without even thinking about it. So we're going to have to be more conscientious, because we can actually create a very wealthy, thin, healthy, friendly, prosperous, joyous future if we just learn how to program our words so that we're putting that intent into our jet stream, and then the universe has to mirror it back to us. How it happens, we don't care, because our angels now have to bring it to us once we put it out there, because when our thoughts go, like, once you take your thoughts, so you're planning something, and that is in your frontal lobe, and then you move it into your midbrain, which is where you communicate with God or your creator, and that's telepathic signals that you just sent, and then you speak it, and you're putting it into your energy stream, so you're actually doing it two different times where you're whamming yourself. So we have to be very careful of the words that we use and the intent that, for instance, like, you want to know where I caught you?
What did I say, Sam? Let me have it.
You're so brave. You said, I'm a lazy guy. You should never.
I am.
No, you're not. You are enjoying life from a different perspective where you're taking it easy and you probably have less stress and less health issues related to this high drive. You know how high driven I am. I do iridology and you should see my eyes. I mean, there's these white rings that go around your eyes, and if you have three of them, you're like on the verge of a stroke. It means you're very tense, very driven. Well, I have two. So I need to be a little bit more set back and relaxed. I need to calm down. So even though you say that, you have energy and you do, you know what, every time I ever needed you, you've always been there in 5 years or however long we've known each other. You've never told me no. And I've come to you many, many, many times. So you're not lazy. It's just that you are not giving in to the pressures of society. And that's okay, because it's actually healthier for you to do. Your weight issue is a sign that you've been poisoned. That's it. Because the normal working body would not put on weight. And it's easy to rectify once you know that you've been poisoned and how to fix it. And you can start dropping weight pretty easily. So we need to get out of those terms and accepting the fact that, wow, you know, the Illuminati, they really did a number on me. Because then in some sense, it's giving your power away from to them. And I don't go for that anymore. I want to know. I want to fix it. I want to get off their hamster wheel.
All right. So there's the thing. Okay. And we're right at the break time. And I've got the very appropriate track of Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush. All right. You do Kate. I'll do Pete. All right. And it's Don't Give Up. So, yeah, this is what you have to do. Not give up. Good night. All right. We'll see you on the other side.
This is Wolf Spirit Radio.
This is Wolf Spirit Radio. This is Ever Beyond. This is JP. And I'm with Sam Muggsy. Dr. Sam Muggsy. Doctor of Naturopathic stuff. We are talking about how we can crawl our way out of the hole that has been dug for us. The sides keep crumbling in. You have to keep going very slowly, a bit at a time. You can't hurry out of it. You have to go, you know, because if you hurry, you start sliding back down again. It's about planting your feet in the soil. Planting your hands in the soil. I've found it's a wonderful thing to do. That I've been, digging my garden and like I've had to, every cubic inch has moved through my fingers, you know, because I basically had to pull all the weeds out by hand. So basically I'm crumbling up every single cubic inch of foot of soil in my hands and getting the weeds out and all of that stuff. It's a most alchemical experience to actually do that. It puts your energy into the soil. Have you come across Anastasia?
Which one?
The ringing cedars. She's a Siberian. She's like a traditional native Siberian, essentially.
I think you turned me on to her about 6 or 8 months ago.
All right, good, good. But it's the way she describes her relationship with her environment. And the way that we can improve ourselves, and it's very much like what we're talking about. You know, we need to do things every day. So again, back to the card game, is that there are different levels, aren't there? There's different kinds of things that we need to do to each other, for ourselves and for each other. You know, obviously we need to feed ourselves, keep ourselves clean, all those basic things, you know, that's kind of normal. But and then we need to do something every day that stretches our imagination, our creativity. We need to record our history, journal. We need to do something practical and, you know, building. We need to do something that is pleasurable, that is nice, you know, a piece of cake, some ice cream, you know, or whatever it is that makes you happy, you know, maybe, you know, work on changing that as well. But to do a little thing every day that is a positive thing, or maybe several little things, but it's doing this improvement thing in bite-size, achievable chunks without trying to hurry too much. Because, like you were saying, you know, the more you hurry, the more stressful it is. And the more stressful it is, the more you hurry. And you just dig yourself into a bigger hole.
You know, the more you study these different disciplines, like medicine or business, banking, the more that you see how it's very geared towards the left brain. But if you don't really study it, like, you know, I remember when I first started this whole mission on awakening, the New Agers would always say, well, don't look at it, it doesn't exist, don't look. And I'm like, how in the hell can you get through this by not looking, you know? It just doesn't make sense to somebody that's going to school all the time. So once I got into it, I was like, wow, if you don't look, like let's say the body, if you never open up a book or understand how your body works, you completely buy any line of bull that a doctor tells you. And the crazy thing is you don't know that person. He has no accountability for to you or for you. You can't sue them, good God trying, because that ain't going to happen. So literally, they can harm you. And I have a friend, an acquaintance, who is a naturopathic doctor. His dog is 2 years old, and he takes his dog to the vet to get a flea shot. Now, this has, like, red flags all over it. What you mean, this toxic chemical where there's a warning that you can't pet the dog for 24 hours afterwards because they're completely poisoned, and don't let them around little kids. You're going to give this to your two-year-old dog. And so the dog died. It took 3 days, I think, and the dog died. And then the guy was like, oh, I guess I shouldn't be using these chemicals. And my other friend had to say, well, you're a naturopath. You know what it does, what these chemicals do to the body, right? Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you think that it would work for veterinarian too? Oh, yeah. So now he's now researching and studying all the veterinarian stuff so that he can understand it and grasp it. And this is true of every industry. In order to understand what is right for you, what might be a poison, what could harm you or your loved ones, you have to study it. You have to know what they're talking about. I have a girlfriend that she has a 90-year-old mom, and she's doing really well. But she goes in like once every 3 months to have her feet scraped, the calluses off of her feet. And so I've been teaching her about meridian lines and how they work and these detox foot baths. And I sent her over to YouTube to go view what happens. And I can guarantee you that it will pull out varicose veins. It pulls out the brown spots. Your energy levels go up. You sleep better at night. It gets rid of the twitching leg syndrome that is caused from chemicals, and then they want to give you more chemicals thinking that that's going to help. I just don't get that. Anyway, so she knows it works. I guarantee it works. I've done it with my own family and my friends and my neighbors. I know this stuff works. So she goes to the doctor, this podiatrist, and she tells her mom, she goes, okay, you know, Sam has said that this doctor probably isn't going to tell us the truth because this is his industry and he's going to be threatened that he's going to lose business, so he's not going to tell us the truth. And so the mom was like, really? You think he's going to do that? And she said, yeah, be prepared. And then the mom says, well, you know, Sam says it. I trust her because I know she studies a lot. You know, I trust her. So anyway, they go in and they talk to the doctor, and my friend says to the doctor, hey, doc, what do you know about detox foot baths? Never heard of them. Probably don't work. And she goes, really? So you don't think that you can detox your feet with the meridian lines? Oh, that's a bunch of hogwash. That doesn't happen. That's not going to happen. She goes, really? Well, my friend says that she pulled varicose veins out of her dad's leg. Oh, that wouldn't happen. If you want to get rid of varicose veins, you got to have surgery. That's the only way to really do it. And so the mom and the daughter, of course, then exchanged glances that they knew what was going on. They had the whole paradigm down because they had discussed it beforehand. And that's the way we need to start being. We need to be more educated and wise consumers in everything that we do. Just because somebody has a white coat on does not mean that they're the best or that they know it all. Just because they have a suit on does not mean that they know the law better than you do. Not because they have a black robe on that they're going to have justice. We've got to quit assuming that these people in theatrical gear are better than we are. We need to take our power back. We need to start learning about business and how it works, how the banking system works. I mean, that's our money, for crying out loud. We need to know what's going on with it and what is going to be a good choice for us. And then when the scam artists come up, you go, oh yeah, that's not happening. You can be a more wiser consumer. Therefore, you'll need less money because you're going to make less mistakes. So what do you think of that, JP?
Well, that's what we call the process of discernment, being able to see what is what and what it is, without a sense of denial, without, you know, seeing something and imagining something else, you know. These are qualities that the world desperately needs, because we've been illusioned, we've been deluded so many times. We've been presented with illusions many times, and so it's really hard to know what is real. You know, what's the real deal? How does one recognize the real deal? This is the process that we are talking about discernment. And I suppose we all need to learn discernment, and this is why we get asshats in our lives, you know, because we need to learn to discern. To discern an ass might be doing in your life, and it's in order to understand that that's the energy you don't want to be with, and you can choose not to have that energy in your life, but you've got to consciously choose not to have it there. And that's the purpose of people like that in your life, in my humble opinion. What do you think, Sam?
Well, the more that I study, the more that I understand that everything that we need is already here. We're just using it for the wrong thing, or we're unaware. We've never been taught how something works to our benefit. I'm going to give you, in like our health, you know, to sustain health, seriously, you only need to be taking about maybe three or four substances or substitutes for, boy, we can't talk or speak. Anyway, but we only need to be taking about four or five things to keep our body running optimally. We only need, okay, so here's a good one. So everybody's talking about electromagnetic frequencies. Oh, my God, they're so bad, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you buy this mat for $150, this will ground you. Or if you buy this Scalar watches, or now that's the big thing, Scalar, you know, it's the reverse. All Scalar is, if you research it, is negative ions. Negative ions pull out positively charged ions. Positively charged ions are positively charged with poisons, toxins. So you want negative ions around you so that it will cling to all the positive ones. That's how the ionic foot bath works, is that it produces negative ions and it pulls the positively charged toxic ones out of your meridian lines. So there are necklaces or pendants that you can get for like $5, $10, $15 if you know what to buy, a negative ion pendant. If you get a Scalar one, you can spend up to $2,000 because you don't know what Scalar is. It's a negative ion. Here's another great one, is that we want to ground ourselves, and so everybody's looking for these quick fixes in our health. All we need to do is ground ourselves. That's it. Ground yourself to Mother Earth, and that will ground the energies. So every home has a grounding wire, unless you have a really old house, but most houses have a grounding wire in every outlet. So all you need to do is you get a computer junkie. If you go onto Amazon or one of those and type in grounding wires, you'll see it with the crocodile teeth, and you put that on the nose of the third prong. So it's two eyes and a nose, and you grip that on that bottom third one, put the wristband on, and you've now grounded yourself. And if you have a headache, if you have a stomach ache, if you have cramps, if you have any kind of an issue, it seems to go away within a matter of minutes. I know, like, when they're spraying really heavily, you know, we have coughing fits and stuff, and I can put one of those on and I feel great. Or if I have a headache, I feel great. So I keep one plugged in with a little belt, and I put that on every time. So, and that will cost you a whole maybe $5. But if you go to some expert, he's going to try to hoodwink you into thinking that you need some big thing, blah, 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 and it's only $150. So once again, all of the answers are inexpensive, and they're the best. But
absolutely.
You have to find them.
Absolutely. I mean, this is one of the things of my life. Obviously, like I was saying, I've got I have very little money coming in. But
you're going to perpetuate no money coming in.
I knew you were going to come back with that one. Okay, what do I say? How do I say it?
Okay, so what you said,
I need to state a fact.
My money is coming in.
Yeah, but the thing is,
my money is here.
Yeah, but
and
Sam,
you have to visualize spending that money.
Here's the thing. No, but I'm describing a situation whereby, due to the limitations of finance, that's part of the story. So, you know, that's the thing, you know.
The problem is that the caveat is this. I understand your current situation, but by speaking it, you're going to perpetuate it. So you have to make that jump, even though there's not really a bridge there, jump to the other side where you have tons of money. A plethora of coins are coming in every day.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands and thousands. So there has to be that proverbial bridge, and you have to just start living in make-believe for a little while, and then it will catch up.
On the other hand, living without cash, without so much money, has caused me to be very creative. And now, living through this energy that I'm living through, it's some kind of upgrade going on. It's slowly working its way out through, you know, it's like started up right in the middle and is working its way out. And it's kind of, it's like rebuilding itself, like nanotechnology. But this is light technology. This is light. It's like a spark. It's like a spark at the middle of my, in the middle of my heart. And I've also been working with this spark technology. You know, have you heard of radiant energy? And you've seen these YouTube videos about new electrics and radiant battery charge. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Well, I built one when I was 14. And I've banged on about it on my shows before, but so I won't bore everybody with the details. But I invented this principle just by myself, you know, just messing about. And I was dismissed by my teacher. And I you know, that's part of the moment. By programming, I let go of it. Anyway, it turns out that that's an important principle. So I've revived it, and sitting in my conservatory out the front of the house now is this little battery-powered thing, and I've got these two car batteries connected together with this thing going... and that is literally a spark that is being created from the collapsing of a magnetic field... that is like a little heart. It's a tiny little spark, and I want to put it. I want to build. First of all, I want to build a granite pyramid. I've found this a source of little slabs of granite around here, and I just need to get a stone cutting wheel in the right angles to cut this thing. I want to basically make a granite pyramid to go around this spark. Because that's what the Ark of the Covenant was, and it's like a tiny version of that, and that's what's in our hearts.
That's what kicks my butt is that if you look at geometry and you look at, you know, all these pyramids. I mean, they just found the glass pyramids and the Bermuda Triangle, and they've lived in these triangles and dome homes, things like that, that have just this incredible energy. Then look at our houses. I mean, they're like square boxes that are inefficient, and the windows are weak, and we have asbestos in the walls and lead on the outside, and you know what I mean? It's so inefficient. Why did we even buy these things? We should be having houses that are geometric, in tune with our universe, that's going to increase our vibration, and using products within our home that's going to work in harmony with us instead of poisoning us.
That's interesting. I'm sorry, talking about housing, I was listening to Cliff High's latest Wujo. Do you listen to Cliff?
I haven't for a while, sorry.
Okay. Well, anyway, he was talking about housing. He was talking about, because him and his wife are needing to move, he's got this log-built house and he wants to... And he's talking about non-rectilinear housing. The yurt is quite an interest. Do you know what a yurt is?
Do I know a year or two?
Have you heard of a yurt? Y-U-R-T is how it's spelled.
Never heard of it.
All right. It's the Turks, the Turkish Empire, which is one of the longest lasting empires ever on the planet, was founded by Genghis Khan. And it lasted for, you know, God knows how long, several thousand years. And they all had... their housing was not square. It was a round house. And that had an effect on their consciousness. It's a very interesting thing. Presumably, it empowered them. More harmonious. So, you know, there are things you can do. For instance, Rudolf Steiner used to talk about, if you take a triangle of wood, and you glue that into the corner of your rectilinear room, you know, so that it's like it truncates the corner, it softens the energy of the corner and makes it more harmonious to live in. Because, for instance, our brains are in a round domed building, our skull. So why not live in a building that is round and domed like our skulls, rather than square like our skulls aren't?
That's a brilliant idea. You know, one of the things that we could do until we actually make that leap where people have started building better energy efficient homes and in accordance to our energy, but they have those cabinets or those hutches that you put in the corners. And that's what we should start doing, is putting our furniture, like our cabinets and stuff, in the corners of these stupid houses. And then we can start to make them more round-like and then figure out the energy. If you guys don't know about feng shui, but your head should be at a certain way so that it flows with the energy. And then there's also these, like, I mean, all the answers are super simple. They're right there. We just don't know about them. There's these little, like, decal things that you can put on your outlets that absorb the negative energies. Right?
That's right. There's all sorts of little devices and things. But, you know, again, we got to keep it simple. And, all right, another way of grounding yourself, and this route sounds really stupid, right, but it's true. You can go over to a metal sink and wet your hands and just touch the sink. You can go over to a radiator. Do you have central heating in America?
Do you? No, we don't have any radiators.
You don't have radiators. You have an air system, don't you, usually?
Yes, yeah. With air ducts that are very inefficient.
Yeah, okay. Go over to a steel sink or even just, you know, a tap. Most taps are earthed, so or grounded, as you say, in America. You know, in Britain we say to earth something, but in America you say grounded, so to earth is the same thing. There's been quite, I don't know if you've noticed in the chat room, but there's been quite a conversation about grounding and earthing and going barefoot in the grass, in the garden. I think even if you just step outside into the garden onto something that hasn't got a concrete foundation, basically, and nice if you've got a tree. I'm blessed. I'm really blessed. I've got this cherry tree in the middle of that, right in the midst of the garden, right in the middle of the garden, overhanging everything. I've got a vegetable plot. I've got a little rowan tree that is got a little. It's like a little place where you used to sit. It's just a perfect little sit, and the sun shines on it in the afternoon when the sun is over in the west, going towards the sunset. You know, there's all these. It's just amazing. This tiny little ramshackle cottage that is incredibly cheap to rent compared with everything else, and I don't have to go anywhere because a lot of the things are already here, and I can grow them, and I can kind of gradually go off grid. That's the idea, is really to go off grid. And the person who rented it before me also had that idea, so it's kind of in the harmony of the intent as she put the stoves in. So they're wood burning stoves. So if there was no electricity, I could still survive because I've got lighting on LEDs and batteries and solar panels, and I've got wood stoves so I can keep warm and cook.
There's a lot of people that are going back to that. I know of people that are extremely wealthy and have had great big humongous homes that were like wings, and they had pools and basketball courts and stuff, and they're chucking them. They're saying, you know, they're getting out of them and away from them because they said that it was the most impersonable home they've ever had. That you could literally be in one wing of the house and you didn't know what the rest of the family was doing. There was no unity. There was no group working on projects. Everybody was separated in their own wing. And so more and more people are getting rid of those big homes and coming back to something that's more functional, earthy, better built. The other thing is, too, is bale homes, where they're using hay bale in the walls. They're fire retardant. They save the trees. Why the hell are we using trees? That just makes no sense whatsoever. We should be using bale to insulate the walls, and we should be using hemp to make the concrete for on the inside and the outside. The homes should be circular, and we should have not just one big circle, but multiple circles. So like a bathroom could be one little circle. And also solar. We should be using solar energy. We could also be recycling our gray water and things like that. So everything in our system is set up to cost us money. And once we start with research and knowledge, diving into, you know, how to build a home and looking at these ideas and listening to what other people have to say and playing around with it, we can get off the grid. And that's when you're going to find that our money is going to go so much further. I mean, we could live probably very happily off of $12,000 a year. So that means that maybe you work one day a week. And the rest of the time you're out in your garden, you're writing a book or whatever. But we are not meant to be working 5 days a week, 40 hours, 50 hours. I mean, the cool thing, you know, in LA is, wow, I work 80 hours a week. Well, basically, you're a slave.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that in case somebody's doing it, but, you know, seriously, how can you enjoy your life? How can you know who you are? How can you know who your family is? I couldn't live like that. But there's this mindset and this programming to get people to think that you're important if you work 80 hours a week. Well, that's crazy nonsense. Anyway, but, and for your health, you can't do it. Our health is pulling us in other directions. Oh, and also, I wanted to talk about the cards. Another thing that we mentioned that we haven't talked about yet is that having indigenous people, like the Hopis or the Incas or the Mayans, and getting to know these indigenous people and learning their secrets about, you know, consciousness, or, because believe me, they have a lot more knowledge than what we do on certain subjects. And the other thing is, too, is globally, Japan, China, India, Africa, Korea, they have actually, and there's other countries that I haven't mentioned, and I'm not being discriminatory. I'm sorry, I didn't mention you, but I do know it's out there, where they took these secrets on health, because I just studied health, so this is really important, is that they took the secrets to health and well-being, and they knew that the dark side was trying to get all these records and destroy them. So there's a lot of people that took them underground. There's a lot of books and stuff that are hidden, archived, and they've been saving them for us. And we're very blessed that we have people in other countries that care enough about us to do this. So our goal here in the American Union is to start waking up, educating ourselves, freeing ourselves from our own minds, our own home, our own cities, and then go state and just keep going so that we can start branching out and uniting with the rest of the world in a free world.
Well, this is it. And I think this is what we're also doing by building communities that are not anything to do with the government. These communities will then, over the internet, network with each other and trade with each other and exchange ideas and exchange goods and services and create a whole new global economy without the fiat economy being involved at all. That's how it's going to happen. You know, it's going to be community to community. And a community doesn't necessarily have to be located in the same place. You know, at least they don't have to, you know, all live next door to each other. But it can. what I can see growing here that has been growing for a long time is what's known as the wider community, the Findhorn wider community. And it's basically all the people who've gone to Findhorn and kind of liked it but not wanted to stay on the campus because it's intense. They've, you know, found housing here. And people have been building, you know. I have a personal friend who builds he doesn't do the straw bale. Well, he does do the straw bale, but he does the lime spraying. And that's another thing, is instead of using concrete, we use lime, which is local and natural, and has been, the use of lime has been marginalized due to the monopolization of the cement industries into having a homogeneous and incredibly energy intensive product, which we call concrete or cement. By using lime, you're saving an awful lot of energy, and it also has a good effect on CO2 and all those things. So that's another area that you could look at. By using a combination of hemp and lime, you're taking it back to a traditional material that is used, that can be used in a modern way. What this friend of mine has is he calls it the particle accelerator, and has these hoppers that you can put different materials in, like you could have sand in one and cement in another, and you can vary the flow rates and everything, and it's all run by compressed air. So he's got great big air compressor, and it pushes air through these things, and it sucks in sand and it sucks in concrete, and right at the end a tiny little bit of water is added, and by the time it hits the wall, it's set. It's quite an incredible machine. And basically you can spray concrete. So you can spray a building, and it sets pretty much immediately, and you just need something to spray it onto to form your surface. And you've got this instant concrete surface. Incredible. Still there, Sam?
Oh. Okay, what?
Where have you been? Did you put the phone down?
Where have you been?
Did you not hear that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, right. Must have been cut off again. Anyway, I was just been talking about the use of lime instead of cement.
We heard that, but then it was like the last few words we didn't hear.
Oh, right. So using a combination of lime and hemp will bring those traditional materials back into a modern context. You know, because we can create these, create a framework that you can spray onto. You know, you just make it out of chicken wire. And it's like papier-mâché, but you can do it with a spray gun. It's incredible. Gunite, that's right. That's what Z's saying.
Gunite. Yeah, we need to get away from cutting the trees down. That is just ridiculous. It takes so long for them to grow back, and we're destroying our planet. And, you know, bamboo grows so fast. And I don't know if people know this, but there is a E. coli protector in bamboo. So we should be using bamboo in our kitchens. Our kitchens, the drawers, you know, the cabinets should all be made out of bamboo, because it stops any kind of bacteria or viruses. So, and it takes no time at all to build it. It's stronger. It just makes more sense. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, bamboo's good stuff. So we've got loads of materials that we can use. It's just that the powers that be control what they call building regulations. And everybody's scared of the, as you know, it's like the tax man to the builder is the regs guy, and everybody's very scared that they don't, you know, they can't contravene the regs, because you know, then the building gets pulled down, and they, you know, they don't get paid and all that stuff. So it's a bad thing.
You know what the word fear or scared of? Do you know what that really means?
What's that?
It means you don't have knowledge. If you have the knowledge and you know what's going on, then you can get around all these loopholes. But most people don't take the time to do the research prior to doing anything. When you own your own land, you can do whatever you want. Nobody can tell you otherwise. That's your land. And make sure that you're using your warranty deed to land patent it so nobody can take it from you. That is something that most people don't know. I talked to some lawyers, I talked to paralegals, I've talked to realtors. They have no clue. So you're going to have to look up your warranty deed, which is a one sheet of paper. You can download it from the internet. Most places have it where you can download it. And get your land patent, and then build what you want. If people no longer want these inefficient crap homes that are making you sick, then they're going to stop building them or go broke. And if they go broke, then hasta la vista, baby, because we're going to make a way for the conscientious, intelligent people to build what we really need. We got to quit being in fear. We got to stop it. Anytime you're afraid of something, it's because you don't know about it. So go get a book. Look it up on the internet. If you don't want to do that, watch some YouTube videos. There's tons of them. Start learning. Get out of fear. All right. Sorry. I had to correct you again.
So, just before we wrap up here, we're nearly done there in our 2 hours. It's amazing what we can talk about. You had an issue with someone trying to steal your identity. How can anyone pretend to be the unique, indivisible Sam Muggsy?
Oh, you're hilarious. I'm just a regular Joe. I just, you know, I love to study. I love my friends. I love my dogs. But I'm nobody special. I'm just different in my own little way. And I try to be the best that I can be. And I hope that, you know, people respond to it. But I provided an opportunity for people to make business on Predict My Future. And I actually provided some jobs for people, one being a web designer who was stealing everybody's identity. And it sounds really horrific what we went through, but I learned how to work on servers. I learned how people hack you. I learned the software that they use. I learned how to spot it. I know the signs. So that was all well and good, but you run on with your hair on fire for about 2 years until you can figure everything out. And it takes a while, especially when you're learning servers, websites, and your own computer. Well, the other thing is that my identity was stolen, and it was stolen so bad that almost weekly somebody is opening up a credit card application in my name somewhere and trying to get like a $10,000 credit for Toys R Us, Sam's Club, you name it. There is actually one guy that like is the manager of an office for the internet applications, and we're on a first name basis. Somebody actually filed a fake tax return in my name and got money back. And then when I went to go file my taxes, it kicked it out and said, sorry, you have already done this. So we've had to do a lot of research, and I've worked with the police quite a bit because my identity is always stolen. Somebody was pulled over speeding in San Francisco, and when the cop pulled her over, she reached down to pull out her driver's license, and the cop was standing out the window, and he observed her pulling out the driver's license, and about 30 of them fell out of the glove compartment box.
Wow.
With her picture on each and every one of them and different people's information, and I was one of them. And when I was in California, nobody would do anything against hacking, identity theft. You couldn't get nothing done. As soon as I would open up a police report, within 2 days, they would close it. So I'd go open it up again, because I'm pretty stubborn. So they'd close it again. And this went on for like months. And you couldn't talk to the mayor about it. You couldn't talk, you know, you'd go to a community police event where they ask questions from the community. They wouldn't let you ask those questions. The guy that was a detective, they fired him. So anyway, all these signs, I'm thinking, well, what the heck is up? Why aren't they investigating this? Because on all of my applications now, it gives a cell phone number, and it has an IP address. There's a way to reverse hack where you can find out where their IP address is coming from. And I got the home address, which matched up with the cell phone address. So I turned it into the cops to do a police report because I want this stopped. And lo and behold, nothing happens. So I thought, well, what is going on? Because justice should be served, and there's a rat. There's something going on. Well, so I move, I change everything, and within like a month, my identity's being stolen again. And I'm thinking, okay, what the heck is going on? Because nobody has my new information. I don't tell everybody all of my information. Where is it coming from? Lo and behold, the only place that I can find that has all the same information or has information is Yahoo. I use Yahoo Mail. And I think that that's where my identity information is coming out. And I've been reading about this NSA issue and Yahoo, AOL, Gmail, MSN, God knows who else, are all a part of this. But I was reading where they're actually stealing, or they're revealing your ISP numbers, your identity, and other information. So that's why they're providing these services for free or for a nominal fee, is because they are getting something in return. They are selling your information on black websites. And I have seen a couple of them, and I do know it exists. It's not a fallacy. So if you use those email services, AOL, Yahoo, MSN, Gmail, and there's probably a couple of others that I'm missing, so you want to check, but just know that you're going to be subjected to identity theft. Your information is going to be stolen. Who knows what's going to happen to it? So I would look into getting something. I did a lot of research, and it looks like the best place to have an email account is in Switzerland, and you can use their servers, and they will charge you for the security. But if you've ever had your identity stolen, then you know that it's worth maybe $50 a year to have a secure email account, and Switzerland is the place to go. So you want to check that out. Do your own research and investigate for yourself. But man, I would not use those other ones.
Well, I mean, the other thing to recommend is everybody buys it, then you buy your own domain. And you have your own server that can be anywhere in the world. You could have it in Poland or in Afghanistan. Well, you know, some other, Kurdistan or something. Or Australia or Hong Kong or...
It's not here. It cannot be on USA soil.
That's right.
If it's on the soil here, then they can send SWAT teams in to go confiscate whatever they want. The server has to be in another country on their soil, and you need to check out and investigate their privacy laws and what they're going to do to protect you. Because if it's in Rome, well, you're probably not going to be safe. If it's in Greece, you might not be safe. So you want to make sure that you read their laws and what they're going to do to protect you. Because if they're just out to scam you, well, you know, you're jumping from the fire to the fry pan.
Out of the frying pan into the fire. Yeah.
Thank you.
Had a dyslexic moment. I know how that goes. So we're coming to the end of the show. Sam, it's been really nice to talk to you about, as we say, grounded things. We weren't talking about anything but things you could do. And it's a fascinating path that we will probably explore a lot more into the future. Yeah, who knows that? Sorry, that strange kind of squealing noise in the back is an electric is not an electric kettle. It's a kettle on my wood stove that is boiling in the other part of the room. Anyway, Freud Subman Norman was saying Switzerland caved into the U.S. corporatocracy snoops a few years back. They're everywhere. But the best thing is, get your own domain, get your own servers, club together. Club together, that's what it's about. It's people, forming communities of common interests and common areas and all sorts of things and common love. Sam, how do people get hold of you and how do people help you build this thing? Because this is the call out.
Wolf Spirit Radio is going to put up our own email address so people can send their thoughts of how we can put this card game together. And I think what we should do is have like 100 of them for 1 year and then do 100 the next year. And so we're always evolving and keep the momentum going. And we'll just find a publisher that will do them. And we need an artist to help us draw out the cards and stuff. So if anybody has an art background and wants to help us, let us know. Dave, Wolf Spirit Radio, Dave Corso, is going to put up email addresses for us, or you can just email him and he'll forward them on to me and I'll start looking at them. And what we'll do is we'll form a committee to go over them and find out the ideas, and we'll submit them to the artist and hopefully we can get them out. I'd like to be able to, have the money that we make, the proceeds, to help out with some of the expenses for Wolf Spirit Radio, but also to be able to start some of these programs like Hempcrete or, new building materials or whatever, even if it's making books on grounding or whatever, but start using the money so that we can bring in some of the information that we need to change our paradigm. So that's it.
Excellent, Sam. Sam Muggsy, predictmyfuture.com, paradigm shift on Thursday afternoons, Thursday evenings. What time, Sam?
7 p.m. PST. And it's only for 1 hour because they're kind of mind-blowing shows. And I wanted people to have some time to digest what we're talking about because sometimes they're out there. And this Thursday, I'm going to have a great show.
Who's your guest?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Secret guest. What? What's that, Sam?
I can't tell you. Sorry.
All right. Uh-huh. So.
Thank you for having me on and letting me express my thoughts. That was nice.
That's good. Well, I like to express ideas as they come in. And this is a forum for that kind of idea that a fresh idea can come in and begin to manifest and take its seeds into people's minds and become a real thing, because that's how thoughts become things. Thoughts are already things. I think thoughts are things that have people. What kind of thoughts are you going to entertain this week? Have a wonderful day. I'm going to leave you with Planet Claire after this. So, with that, I'll see you tomorrow on Revolution Radio at 1 a.m. UK time, which is 5 p.m. There's Sam. Which is 5 p.m. PST. And I'll be with you next week on Ever Beyond. Thank you very much and good night.